stretched to a giant moon for me to ride out of the cat's cradle singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You heard my singing then. My report is full of heartfelt thanks to all of those who have supported me during this amazing year. I won't repeat all your names. However, you really did make this a very, very special year. And of course, I am very thankful to my mayoress Amita and consort Anne, who weirdly are still my friends after putting up with me for so many hours whilst accompanying me on many mayoral duties. It's difficult to put to flat a special moment or special moments. There have been so many. However, I'm sure that the new mayor will want to get on with the business so that we can celebrate the start of his year, so I will only reflect on a few. During my year, I've had the privilege of representing the borough as its mayor at a huge variety of events in every corner of this borough, from planting trees with former mayor, former MP for Streatham Heath Hill, opening Brixton's farmers market, and of course, launching the Brixton Pound, to judging dog shows. And let us not forget my opening of a chicken cottage. Over the 2 years as mayor and deputy mayor, I tweeted and blogged about so many events that I attended, but little attracted so much attention as my opening of a chicken cottage. And I must admit, as a vegetarian, it's one of the few places that I never expected to be eating in. But luckily, they did put on a veggie burger for me. And they even bought a full-page ad in the South London Press to help me remember that event. And that is now posted all over the internet, so I'm sure that will live with me throughout my political career. Because of the busy schedule, you do not always get to stay as long as you would like at events. But at one event, I think the mayoress and I may have outstayed our welcome. We had popped by Lambeth Palace with the Lord Mayor of London and a few other guests, and afterwards, after dinner, got chatting with the Archbishop whilst enjoying an after-dinner brandy. Now, Amita and I are not great drinkers. However, we do like a good brandy, and boy, it was good brandy. And we kind of failed to notice that everyone else had left. Glasses still in hand, we were slowly, but politely, but firmly moved towards the exit. However, being true professionals, we ensured we finished our drink before bidding the Archbishop a very good night. Throughout my year, I have been deeply touched by the huge level of support that I have received from the LGBT community, from the many artists from the gay bar circuit who have supported my charity events. There were people who no doubt would have questioned bringing together mayors from across London with company executives, political leaders, guests, and the top drag scene artists all in one place. And I have to admit being a little nervous at how my friend Sandra from Swiss Pottage, how her sense of humour would go down with such a distinguished list of guests. I was pleased that after she came on to the Mayor of Haringey's husband, who was hiding at the time behind the Mayor of Haringey. But I was pleased to see them laugh and smile, and I could see they were enjoying themselves. I knew I'd made the right decision. And in a place like Lambeth, many of us become complacent and think that prejudice against the gay community has gone. But the facts show that they have not. Only last week, I represented the borough at the International Day Against Homophobia, within metres where a young man, Jody Karotsky, was kicked and beaten to death to such an extent that his family were unable to recognise him. I hope that in some part, in some small part, that as an openly gay man representing this borough as its mayor, that I have helped show that lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people have, do and will continue to contribute greatly to our community. I may be the first to organise a mayoral party at the Two Brewers. It is, after all, just a bar on Clapham High Street, and the sexuality of some of the customers should not for a minute put it in question the validity of an event being held there. Along with learning so much about our borough and the amazing organisations that work tirelessly in support of our community, I have had the opportunity to celebrate our wonderful young people. During this year, my consorts and I have attended many events where our young people have demonstrated how hugely talented, hardworking, polite and inspiring they are. Lambeth's campaign to challenge the negative perceptions of young people has shown the council's commitment to recognise the positive majority of young people and supported our young people to develop into the future leaders of our community that I know they can be. The Youth Mayor Project is a shining example. And I know that when we took the former deputy mayor to the GLA, many of them were impressed by what we had done there. And congratulations to Councillor Florence Lazebi and all the officers involved in the Youth Mayor and Youth Council for developing and growing this amazing project for which we all should be very proud. I have worked to both raise awareness and raise funding for my three charities, Clapham Youth Centre, Lambeth Women's Aid and Trinity Hospice. It has been great to spend time learning more about their amazing work and what they do in our community. In my support for Lambeth Women's Aid, I have talked openly about my own experience of domestic abuse. And if by doing this, I have helped just one woman, one man, one child come to terms with or escape abuse, my year as mayor will be made even more special than it has been. Finally, I would like to thank the leader Steve Reed and my group for being persuaded that despite the fact that I had a very small majority and my mayoral year would be an election year, that that wouldn't be a problem. I think the Tories thought that their Christmases had all come at once. I must have been mad, but I wouldn't change a thing. Well, one thing, but that's too late on the date. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve our amazing borough as its mayor. Amita, Anne and I will always remember our year with deep affection. And I hope the borough will remember our year for years to come.